It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. For your home improvement project, all you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 30 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repairs, and masonry, mold and odor control, and more. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, there was some sad news this afternoon. Sinead O'Connor died today at the age of 56.
You seem like a very troubled person.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So Sinead O'Connor had a difficult childhood after the separation of her parents when she was 8. But even at an early age, she showed musical talent and eventually formed a band, dropped out of school, and moved to Dublin.
Living the dream.
Yes. Yeah. Her debut album called The Lion and the Cobra was released in 1987 and charted internationally. The album achieved gold status and earned her a Grammy nomination for Best Female Vocal Rock Performance.
Hey.
But her international breakthrough came with the release of her second album called I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got.
Oh.
It became her biggest success, selling over 7 million copies worldwide.
Wow.
Its lead single, Nothing Compares to You, which was originally written by Prince and released under his side project, The Family, was named the number one world single in 1990 by the Billboard Music Awards. The song earned her a Grammy nomination for Record of the Year, as well as another Female Best Vocal Rock Performance nomination. It won her a Grammy for Best Alternative Music Performance. And at the 1990 MTV Video Music Awards, she was the first female artist to be awarded Video of the Year for that song's music video.
Well, how about that?
Do you remember that music video?
Yes, I do. It was
just
her head, right?
Yeah,
I do remember that, yeah.
Yep. So she released 10 studio albums in total. Her work also includes songs for films, collaborations with many other artists, and appearances at charity fundraising concerts. Her 2021 memoir called Rememberings was a bestseller.
Mm.
Throughout her music career, she had been unabashedly honest about her spiritual journey, activism, socio-political views, as well as her trauma and mental health struggles. She also had some pretty big controversies that surrounded her. And most notably in 1993, if you remember, she ripped a picture of the Pope into pieces while singing live on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
SNL had no foreknowledge of her plan. During the dress rehearsal, she had held up a different photograph.
Oh. Who was it? Lorne Michaels?
No. But the audience was completely silent with no booing or applause. And executive producer Lorne Michaels recalled that the air went out in the studio when she did that.
Oh.
And he ordered that the applause sign not be used.
Gotcha.
NBC received 4,400 complaint calls afterwards. And contrary to rumor, NBC was not fined by the Federal Communications Commission for this act, as the FCC has no regulatory power over that kind of behavior.
Right, yeah.
But the incident did result in her being banned for life by NBC and protests all over the United States.
Interesting.
So,
I didn't realize she'd been banned from NBC.
Yeah. So O'Connor is survived by her three children. Her son Shane died last year at the age of 17.
Geez.
Earlier this month, she wrote on her Facebook page that she had moved back to London after 23 years and was finishing an album to be released next year. So maybe have new music from her.
Release.
Yeah. She also shared plans to tour in Australia and New Zealand in 2024 and in Europe, the U.S., and other territories in 2025.
Oh, my heavens. Well, that is very shocking news. How old was she?
56.
Yeah. Young. Very sad.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with Sinead O'Connor, did
you? Yeah, so we're going to play her biggest song. We're going to play Nothing Compares to You.
All right, we'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Sinead O'Connor, because she sadly died today at the age of 56.
Very sad. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, Sinead O'Connor's song, Nothing Compares to You, was named number one world single in 1990.
She was the first female to win Video of the Year at the MTV Video Music Awards.
And she released 10 albums over her career. And was in the process of finishing another to be released next year.
So we may see another Sinead O'Connor album.
Maybe.
In 2024. How about that? All right. Well, very, very sad. So she has two children remaining, right? She had three. Didn't one pass away?
Yes.
Okay, so two remaining.
She had four.
She had four.
She has three.
I got you. Okay. All right. Sorry. Losing the head count.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us. A fantastic career. Unbelievable. And cut short. So sad.
So it's very sad. Folks want to learn more about Sinead O'Connor, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. You can learn about Sinead O'Connor, about carousels, and about sharks. And a fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. CCR on the way. We'll do a little Melanie. And speaking of Melanie, Melanie Sands in for Ed Smith with traffic. We'll check in with her next on Legends 1027.